Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The crazy reversals and pivots from Donald Trump continue. He wants to make all discussion about the Jeffrey Epstein files go away. People and causes he likes or is beholden to the point of personal loss or danger, like the Jewish power structure that rules our unhappy land, will likely be severely damaged, even destroyed, by the contents of those files. Only that can explain Trump's effectively committing political suicide by angering his supporters, by one, breaking his campaign promise to release the files and name names, and two, overtly and explicitly telling his supporters who won't shut up that he doesn't want their support anymore. Telling everyone to shut up about the case didn't work, though. Quite the opposite, in fact. Despite a century of Jewish sexual degeneracy being foisted upon this country, despite the dumbing down of the population through miseducation and media lies and racial mixing, despite the sheep-like submission of at least half the population to ruinous inflation and taxation and Jewish wars and Jewish jabs and racial replacement, there still are a very significant number of white Americans who refuse to tolerate the sexual slavery of white girls and the sale of those white girls to blackmail treasonous Pauls into submission to the elite's agendas and wars. An elite that is increasingly known to be Jewish. Everyone who's even half awake and half aware wants justice for these girls and public drawing and quartering for every single chairman of the board and director and CEO and senator and official of any kind who was romping in Epstein's evil playground. Don't be deceived by the word games being played by the Jewish media. When TV talking heads and lawyers and politicians and political appointees start defining words very carefully for you, like client list, you know, you should know at least, you're being deceived. They tell us there is no client list. If that's even true, that probably just means that Epstein didn't have a singular file or piece of paper officially titled client list and having within it the names and other identifiers of every single person he blackmailed or who availed himself of Epstein's rent girls. So what? You would expect a sex trafficker and blackmail operative for Israeli intelligence to keep a list that could be used to prosecute him? But we know that the FBI removed truckloads, literal truckloads, we saw them on camera, of tens of thousands of documents and tens of thousands of hours of video recordings from Epstein's island and his mansions, and his offices. Almost none of that has been used in court to prosecute him or his fellow Jew and chief procurer, Ghislaine Maxwell. I wonder why. But we know they exist. There are faces on those video recordings of men in high places doing unspeakable things. There are names all over those documents, names of men who availed themselves of Epstein's services, likely even evidence of contact with intelligence agents tasked with the actual blackmailing. Release it all, I say. And if it brings down the entire government and the Jewish power structure and the entire post-World War II international order, I say hurrah and about time. If anyone in a position to leak it is listening to me, don't sit on your hands. Do you want to do the right thing? Do you want a 50-foot-high statue in Pierce City someday, or not? Think about it. So the careful wording, "there is no client list," means absolutely nothing, except we're being lied to. As Trump's pivoting on this issue approaches 33 and a third RPM, he's been forced to throw a few bones to his former supporters and the public to make it look like he wants full transparency on Epstein, all without releasing the full Epstein files, of course. He hopes you won't notice the difference. He had his Justice Department ask the courts to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Epstein prosecutions, which they've refused to do. Now he's arranged for his Deputy Attorney General to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's chief of staff, co-conspirator, and daughter of Mossad-connected Jewish billionaire media mogul Robert Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell is now in prison for 20 years for her 2020 conviction for sex trafficking for Epstein. She is probably willing to be very cooperative in return for a pardon or commutation of her sentence, or even for a faint hope of unspecified leniency or favors. Cooperative doesn't necessarily mean she will name all the names, though. My belief is that it means naming just enough names to satisfy the public that we finally have the truth, and vengeance will probably be exacted on a few rich men. But the vast majority of the names, the ones that would bring down the system if they were revealed, will remain a secret. And that the Epstein operations Mossad and Mossad's CIA ties will go totally unmentioned. In other words, any new testimony from Ghislaine Maxwell will be curated and redacted before she even says a word, and might even be further redacted before you get the final, polished, harmless version. Like most government witnesses, and believe me, I've seen a few, she will testify to order exactly as asked. All to make us think we're getting the full truth, when the real purpose is to keep the real Epstein files and Epstein tapes under wraps and allowing them to continue being used as blackmail, of course. One thing that we must not forget is that the Epstein operation was a Jewish operation. Not just that it was run by Jews, though it was, but that it was consciously Jewish and run by Jews who saw themselves as separate from and superior to all others, especially superior to the white girls who were their victims. I discussed that issue 3 years ago, but it deserves to be part of our radio broadcasts. I said, we must not forget the Jewish nature of Jeffrey Epstein's blackmail and sex abuse network, which, like Jewish race mixing and sex perversion propaganda, specifically and primarily targeted young white women and girls. Listen to what Maria Farmer had to say in the video I will embed in the text version of this broadcast on nationalvanguard.org. She is one of Epstein's earliest known victims and the first to report his activities to a remarkably unconcerned FBI more than a quarter century ago. After telling us that all the leading figures in the sex abuse operation that victimized her were Jews, she said, quote, when I called Ghislaine and asked why I couldn't eat there, she said, it's a Jewish country club, You're not Jewish. They're not going to serve you. This is how this woman spoke to me. Yeah, this is how these people think, Whitney. They, honest to God, think their DNA is better than everybody else's. I swear to you, it was a theme all the time with them. With Eileen Guggenheim, with Jeffrey Epstein, with Ghislaine, it was a theme. Close quote. Ghislaine Maxwell was found guilty, but the Jewish judge limited testimony so that the Jewish factor went unmentioned, as did the names of almost all of Epstein's Jewish and elite friends, including Alan Dershowitz. Also unmentioned were what must amount to thousands of hours of sex abuse recordings of prominent officials and celebrities taking part in the abuse, which must have been seized by police and or the FBI. Where are these recordings now? Why have the participants in the abuse depicted in them not been charged or even named? Who controls these recordings? Are they still being used for blackmail? That the Jewish-controlled, quote-unquote, free press in America are staying far, far away from these questions is most telling indeed. Simple justice for the victims and for our nation demands that these individuals, both the blackmailers and the blackmailed, be outed and face the consequences of their actions. The Jewish intelligence network behind Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's child sex trafficking blackmail operation can sleep easy with Maxwell in prison and Epstein allegedly 6 feet under. Judge Allison Nathan, who cut her chops staging bizarre debates on Talmudic law between Alan Dershowitz and Eliot Spitzer, made sure from the very beginning that the network behind Epstein and Maxwell would be protected. And this was going to be a narrow trial focusing only on allegations of sex abuse. From the CNN article, jury finds Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of sex trafficking a minor for Jeffrey Epstein and four other charges, quote, a jury in a New York federal court has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls between 1994 and 2004. Maxwell, 60, was found guilty of 5 federal charges: sex trafficking of a minor, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and 3 related counts of conspiracy. She was acquitted on the charge of enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Maxwell, who now faces up to 65 years in prison, showed no reaction when the verdicts were read. Judge Allison Nathan did not set a sentencing date. Prosecutors argued Maxwell and Epstein conspired to set up a scheme to lure young girls into sexual relationships with Epstein from 1994 to 2004 in New York, Florida, New Mexico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 4 women testified during the trial that Epstein abused them and that Maxwell facilitated the abuse and sometimes participated in it as well. Close quote. The fact that Epstein's and Maxwell's operation was funded with hundreds of millions of dollars from pro-Israel billionaires Lex Wexner and Leon Black was not addressed by design. The fact that Ghislaine Maxwell is the daughter of Israel's super spy Robert Maxwell, and the fact that former Israeli spy Ari Ben-Menashe said in late 2019 that Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were Israeli spies who blackmailed politicians through honey trap operations with underage girls was also not addressed by design. No mention was made of Epstein's former business partner, Stephen Hoffenberg, revealing Epstein admitted to him that he was a top-level agent for the Israeli Mossad. The fact that Epstein entered into a partnership worth millions in 2015 with Ehud Barak, the former prime minister of Israel and the head of Israeli military intelligence, and Barak regularly visited Epstein's apartment building in New York, where underage girls say they were trafficked, was also never brought up by design. There was also no mention of the fact that Alex Acosta, the former U.S. attorney in Miami, who cut Epstein's sweetheart plea deal, said he did so because, quote, "I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone," close quote. The New York Times reported that President Joe Biden nominated Judge Allison Nathan for a promotion to a prestigious federal appeals court post at the request of Senator Chuck Schumer. Now, I do expect Maxwell to name some names. She will name the names she is told to name. She will leave out all the others. She will not seriously harm the blackmail and other operations of Israeli intelligence and their junior partners in the CIA. She will be rewarded somehow for her cooperation. A few rich men will possibly be thrown to the wolves. It's likely, though not certain, that they will be guilty, but the most guilty will go unnamed and unpunished. Trump has already said just yesterday as I write this, quote, "You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard, Larry Summers. Some of his friends that are hedge fund guys, they're all over the place. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't," close quote. Meanwhile, let's keep building the new race-based order that we need. There's no hope of reforming the current system. Support the National Alliance.